Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. It's always a blessing to be able to share this time together. If you're a new listener, we welcome you and pray that God blesses you. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time. And also, should one miss a broadcast, you're always welcome to go to our unveilchrist.org website, and you may listen anytime to the broadcast at your convenience. All right. Well, as you know, I always seek the Lord in terms of what He would have me share. And we know how precious God's Word is. It is our manual for this earthly life. It tells us what the will of God is. It tells us what sin is. It describes righteousness. And in fact, Paul said the Word of God is profitable for doctrine, what we believe as Christians, for reproof and instruction in righteousness. So we learn the right things to do, and we also learn the works of the flesh, the things that our carnal or natural nature would lean towards as an unsaved person, how that would be sin to us. We want to avoid things that would cause us to displease the Lord. So the Word of God is wonderful in that it gives us not only description, but it gives us examples of people who lived, well, maybe they lived hundreds, thousands of years ago, but human nature hasn't changed. And so, as it does say in the New Testament, the stories, the references, the historical record of things that occurred and were recorded in the Old Testament are for our learning. They're examples for us so that we can understand the way in which we should walk. And so what the Lord has placed on my heart today is to, or however long the Lord will have us go, is to avoid the sin of presumption. Now, let's try to understand. We're going to look at what really it means, and then we're going to look at scriptural examples. And then, of course, as I always do, we're going to pray and ask God for His grace, for His wisdom, not to fall into that particular sin, because it is one that does not glorify God, and it also brings sorrow and pain and reproach to those who indulge in it. All right, now let's find out by definition what Webster says. What is presumption? Well, he defines it as overstepping due bounds or proper bounds, going further than we should. It means to take liberties, to be overweening, which means to be arrogant, presumptuous, immoderate, exaggerated. And perhaps you fully understand all the meaning of that, but it's sometimes good to just give a definition. And now let's go to Scripture. The Apostle Paul in Romans, the 15th chapter, verse 18, stated, "For I will not dare," that you could use the word presume there, "I would not presume to speak of any of those things which Christ hath not wrought by me to make the Gentiles obedient by word or deed." In other words, he was definitely going to be truthful. He wasn't going to exaggerate. Sometimes we don't think exaggeration. You know, we might be telling a truth, but we kind of exaggerate beyond what the literal facts and actuality of a situation is. And that, in a sense, that's a form of deception. And the word tells us, let your yes be yes and your nay, nay, your no, no. So it's important because the Holy Spirit who dwells with us is the Spirit of truth. And truth is unvarnished. It is exactly the reality of where things are at, whatever it might be. And there's no exaggeration. There's no diminishing. Truth is truth. Sin is sin. God, you know, the world loves relatives, but I mean, relative, everything is relative. It all depends. It all varies. Well, truth is absolute. There's light and there's darkness. There's white and there's black, if you will. We can't color things gray. And so, I mean, God is very gracious. You know, if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. He's a loving, just God. But we want to be like our Father. We want to be like Jesus. So let me give another scripture. Proverbs 13 and 10. This is the King James Version. Think about this. If you're experiencing strife in some way, whether in terms of maybe you originated it or something, not that you're just part of it, you didn't start it. It says, only by pride cometh contention or striving or issues, but with the well-advised is wisdom. I don't know where it is in Proverbs, but you know, strife is like the letting out of waters. In other words, if you sense something where it would erupt into a full-blown argument or contention, wisdom is to just back away from it. And of course, every situation is unique. Sometimes we need to address things, but you understand what I hope what I'm saying. The NAS version says, through presumption comes nothing but strife. That's interesting. They use that word, instead of translating as the King James did, pride, they translated it presumption. So what is presumption, if you will? Let's look and take another look at it. It's haughty, disdainful, proud, prideful, contumacious, that's insolently abusive and humiliating. I don't think I did that word justice. We don't use it very often. How about overbearing? We probably can relate to that. Assuming, contemptuous, impertinent, impudent, domineering. And none of those are very pleasant adjectives, if you will, of a situation or a person. That's something we want to avoid. And just, may I say, stop right here to say that the opposite of this is humility. It's the Spirit of Christ. Now, what does it mean, an adjective, to be presuming? It means arrogant, proud, presumptuous, conceited, assuming. People that are that way generally are insensitive to circumstances, other people, the feelings of other people. What matters, everything centers around them, and you may be able to relate to knowing some people like that. Or hopefully, if we're guilty of it, may God create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. What does it mean to presume? Well, to take liberty, to make free with, to jump to conclusions, to forejudge. In other words, judge, well, what does Scripture say? Judge nothing before the time. Or to prejudge, to come to a hasty conclusion. Proverbs also talks about that. I can't give you the reference, but, you know, to have a decision, an opinion, a conclusion before you hear the matter, that's not wisdom. That's foolishness. All right, I've got some more Scriptures to share with you. Psalm 73 and 6. Therefore, speaking of the wicked, pride compasses them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. Proverbs 11 and 2. When pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom. Do you see that? The lowly, the humble. Because what does pride or presumption or all of those adjectives I've shared with you, proud, prideful, contemptuous, domineering, impudent, well, they all focus on ego, one's everything revolving around one's own person, one's own ideas, one's own feelings, one's own anything that relates to their personal life, whatever it would be. And that's the thing that really matters to them. Now, obviously, when we look at Jesus, he was the absolute opposite of that. He was the King and is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. But he came as a servant, not to be served. He had every right to be served because he was indeed Lord and Master and is Lord and Master. But he came to serve. And so you can see why there's so much emphasis in the Word of God about presumption. I mean, look at Satan. Pride was his downfall. I mean, he really thought he could do a better job than God. Yeah, you know, I will ascend. I will be like the Most High. Oh, goodness sakes. I mean, talk about deceived. Yes, he found out that never worked. It will never work. He'll have his moment at the end of days, but his end is destruction in the lake of fire. So, oh, here's a very important scripture, Proverbs 16 and 18. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. And sometimes it's possible to just kind of gradually move into that position. You know, that's the thing. When people are praised a lot or given accolades or being very successful, after a time they can begin to believe it. So that's why, you know, I remember, this is just a very personal thing, but I remember I told the Lord when I was very young, I said, I don't want to hear the praise of people. Lord, whatever I do, I really don't want to be praised, because I understood how important it was to remain humble before him. So, beloved, we're just getting into this and we are going to pray. Not only for those who may be caught up in this sin, but also that we would not in any ways, unwittingly, even just a slight way, be presumptuous or disdainful in any aspect of our dealings with others. Anyway, I love you. And if you have, know you have areas that that I've been sharing that you would like prayer, we need God's deliverance. We need his healing. And we need that security that we can be a servant, that we don't have to be challenged or threatened by that high calling God has given us. The announcer will give you our mailing address. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.